Baylor head football coach Dave Aranda with me on Sikkim 365 Radio, and you just announced the news about Terrell Squirrel. The hits just keep on coming. I've asked you this before. This has been a sledgehammer of one thing after another. How is everybody holding up?
You know, I think we just do our best to stay together. I think, you know, when you're in the building, I think earlier we talked, in an earlier conversation, we had talked about just like chopping wood, and you just pick up your axe and just go to work. And when you're done with the day, you get your rest, and then think about the next tree that you got to work on. And I think that's really what it's been. And when everyone's doing it, and everyone's got their mindset is, you know, I'm going to get to work and I'm going to start chopping until I can't chop no more. That's all you can ask for. So there's very much that feeling here, and I appreciate that. And you know, we'll eventually get this thing where it needs to be.
You know, back when Matt Rhule took over, he kept telling everybody to trust the process. And of course, at a 1-11 season, everybody was like, shut up, you know, or rolling their eyes or wondering. Is that something that you would tell the fan base right now? Just bear with us and we'll get through this?
I think so. I think, you know, there's been, you know, we're trying to play four full quarters. So I think there's been improvements. I think you look at just some of the practice tape from 4 weeks ago to now, not much less the game tape, and there's a huge improvement. And so we've just got to be able to get it towards its four full quarters of us doing the right stuff. And, you know, it's exciting when we're on the same page and we're executing, and, you know, the energy on the sidelines and the belief and everything, and we just have to sustain that and finish it.
What does it say about Terrell Bernard that he went back in the game, considering he's about to have surgery, that he went back in the game and played through that?
Yeah, it says a lot. You know, when he was really upset last night when he heard the news, and so when I talked to him, I said, you know, when I think of Baylor football, when I think of the heart and soul of this team and the character of this team, I think of you. And I mean that with everything I got. And so that's who he is. And we talked about his ability. It's difficult. I always feel the shoulder. That surgery is the most, I think, where it cuts you down the most. I feel like having had a bunch of shoulder surgeries, you have to humble yourself to lead. And if there's one guy that can do that, it's Terrell. And so he's gonna grow as a leader in this because he's gonna be even a better leader than he is now.
Is your demeanor right now a positive? Is this something because of what this team is going through now, 1-4, and then some of the things that are falling apart with the injuries? Does Dave Aranda's demeanor help now more than ever?
I imagine it probably does. You know, I just look at it as just trying to always look out and try to help where I can. And, you know, there's a bunch of guys that are struggling. I think, you know, nobody, when you're not having success, I think, you know, as coaches, you feel it, and players certainly do. I think, you know, players, just some of the COVID restrictions that we have, just seeing their families and just everything else, I think all of that is real. And so for us to be there for our players and to get to the person-to-person piece, I think is really the key. And so I think spending time to do that, and then when it gets to the football and we get on the grass, you know, improving, you know, slow, steady improvement, and let's get it right. Let's make sure the foundation's right. I think all of those things are at play. But, you know, looking outside of yourself to help other people, I think that's really the key right now.
you have had success in a lot of different places. Has anyone ever given you advice if you as a coach ever doubt yourself? And I'm not saying that you are right now. Obviously, it's a tough time. But is there anyone that has ever given you that peace of mind of when things are like this, then this is what you need to do or this is how you need to do it?
No, but, you know, there's been times just as a coach where things have been tough and you just see how people do it. I think that's always the, you know, I just feel for all of the, I don't just not having ever really been a big talker to begin with and never been a big, you know, whether it's stuff on the wall or whatever it is, it's always been like how a person treats other people. And I say, how does that person make you feel? And I think those, so just being in the moment of tough times and seeing the people that can come out of that and turn that into a real positive are always the ones that are, you know, it's not about me. It's about other people and really, you know, working on relationships and building connection and making sure everyone's seen, heard, and valued. I think those have been really common traits in guys that have been down and have gotten back up.
There's no question the pick by Charlie at the end of the game was deadly. He and the team were in a position to perhaps go into overtime. Everyone can dissect the play, who was open, whatever. And a lot of players after the game on social media, I don't follow a lot of them, but the ones that I do kept saying, he's our guy. We have Charlie's back. Stop saying this or that. That's one thing. Teammates should have teammates' back. Do you get that impression? And secondly, are the coaches all on board with what Charlie is doing?
I get the impression that that Charlie is a leader for us. And so, you know, when... You know, at practice, just his ability to not only command the offense, you know, the players and the scheme, but also give the offense some swagger and identity in practice, it's real. And so I think the guys see it and they feel it. And so, you know, it's been getting it to Saturday. You know, has been the fight. And so whether it's this half or it's, you know, that half or these three quarters or this quarter. And so I think the consistency there is where we can certainly improve. But, I, you know, the coaches as well as the players, they see it in practice and they see the team follow him. And so I think the more that we can build it around Charlie, which we've been doing, the better we'll be.
You have a 1-4 record, that's obvious, but is it tempting at all to start looking at the future? And I'm not focused on just the quarterback position because I know what Charlie's done and also what, as you just said, but I'm talking about elsewhere, especially with the mulligan year and the redshirt years. You know, it's just like everyone gets to play a year for free. Is it tempting to just say, heck, let's start seeing what we have for the future? Or do you owe it to the seniors to finish this thing out as strong as you can?
Oh, I for sure think you owe it to everybody involved to finish it out strong. I think, you know, our intention is to play our best game here coming up this Saturday and to have a great energy and a great attack on both sides of the ball, improve special teams play. I think you want to be able to see continued improvement and a continued life poured into the team. And so, if a team is better at the end of the season than what it started in the beginning, then I think it's a tell that that things are getting through and that something's building. And I certainly wish that it was much faster and much more successful than what it's been. But I think the ability to stay on task and keep chopping wood, I think that is the goal.
How badly do you need a running back that can move the pile in a short yardage situation?
You know, that's an area we've got to improve, and I feel like, you know, it showed up on Saturday, and it's been evident in the weeks previous. I think just the physicality that that's required there, I think overall, is an area that for me is needs much more improvement than where it's at right now. And so I, you know, that's something that's ID'd and circled, and something that we're going to, in these last weeks that we've got, that we are all aiming to make a lot of improvement on.
A couple things. David Randall with the Sikkim 365 Radio. You knew Tom Herman in college. You have Matt Wells on staff with you with Coach Anderson, Gary Anderson. Your thoughts about facing Matt Wells?
A lot of respect for Matt. Matt's when I first met Matt there at Utah State, you know, I remember just his, you know, he's humble. He is very smart. I think he is, he's very passionate. He's a family guy. He is a player's coach. And he is someone that is, you know, he's trustworthy. He's loyal. He's someone that I think, just coaching-wise, that will always have your back. And I think that's a real strong compliment. You know, I feel... he lives his life that way, and so, you know, his family, we're real close with my family at the there during that year, and you know, he's been since I've been in this role, he and I have talked quite a bit. I know our families have talked quite a bit, and so yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Matt.
Is there any chance that you did not have long enough cleats, no matter how many you bring to the game, based on the field conditions in Ames, Iowa?
You know, we planned for two sets of cleats, and so we practiced with both throughout the week, just anticipating, really anticipating the worst. And so when it came to that in pregame, we were able to make the switch with our skill. I think we had guys slipping in pregame, and so we went to the longer screw-on cleats. And yeah, I thought for the most part we were upright with everything. I think there were still some guys that slipped, and so there's, you know, that's what comes with that home field advantage for them. I think it's a strong one, along with just the wind and everything else they've got. It was a part of the game for sure.
What's more difficult now that you've been the head coach and you've been in the headsets, making in-game adjustments on the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball?
I don't know if there's a big difference in terms of that, offense or defense. I think it's more of like the what we've done to that point, what the opponent's trying to do. Right, what are our available options? Right, what does the personnel allow us to do? It's really more that, but it's a good question. I think when it comes down to it, ball is ball, and our ability to anticipate stuff throughout the week and prepare, and then, you know, what we have repped and what we've covered and what we've lived in prior to that moment, you know, gives us tools that we can reach back and use when we have something that needs fixing. And so I think, you know, all of that available at that moment, you know, where that is, I think is the biggest thing.
My last question, how do you handle losing? How does Dave Aranda clear and move on? You have to do it with your team. You talked about chopping wood. How do you personally handle right now?
For me, I look at the things that need fixing, and then I look at, you know, what things am I a part of am I a part of the problem? What things can I do better? And then I look at the positives, the growths that we've made that sometimes will get overshadowed or lost in the loss, and try to build on those and really work on making the connection of, let's continue with this trend. Let's continue with this positive thing. It's going to pay off. You know, I thought there was... there was examples of that in this last game, whether it's starting fast, whether it's converting some big third downs early in the game, whether it was running the ball early in the game, whether it was getting some turnovers or takeaways. And so I think those are things that are examples of it. But I think we have to kind of keep at it, keep building relationships, and then we'll get it to where it needs to be.
Dave Aranda, head football coach at Baylor on Sikkim 365 Radio.